Hey there, Tailgate Nation. The Grill Sergeant, John Largent. I want to thank you so much for downloading this week's episode. You know, we've got a great show for you. And also want to thank our sponsors who help keep this show free to listen every single week. Our sponsors this week are DraftKings, TailgateGiant.com, and Kielbasa Brand Sausage. Enjoy the show.
From coast to coast and border to border, it's Tailgate Radio. Here's your host, the Grill Sergeant.
Up in the parking lot, got the beer on ice, and the grill is hot. On your mark, get set, baby, ready or not, we gonna get some. Everybody wants some tailgate.
Welcome back, Tailgate Nation. The Grill Sergeant, John Largent. We've got a great show for you this week, and want to thank you so much for downloading us or hitting the subscribe button at iTunes, Stitcher Radio, the TuneIn app, SoundCloud, our brand new partners over at SoundCloud, Podomatic, over at our website at tailgateradio.com, on our Twitter feed at Tailgate Radio, also on Roku, Apple TV. Man, we're all over the place. And no matter how you found us, we are glad you did, and we're glad you tuned in this week. We've got a great show for you this week. We've got the co-founder and president of the National Tailgating Association, Mr. Josh Missif. He's going to be joining us a bit to tell us all about that great organization and how you can get involved. And can you believe that the wait is finally over? We're only 1 week away from the kickoff to the 2015 NCAA college football season and only 2 weeks away from NFL's first game. So it is on us. The sights, the sounds, the smells of the parking lot, all the tailgating and grilling that's going on. I thought it'd be a good opportunity for us to bring in our correspondent from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Mr. Pat O'Leary.
While the stadium is filling, tailgaters are grilling and serving up a variety of festive foods. To keep bacteria away on the big game day, take the advice of the USDA.
When tailgating, you should plan ahead so that you bring to the tailgate party all the things necessary from your kitchen to keep food safe.
The experts say to follow the four simple food safety guidelines, beginning with clean. Bring what you need to get the job done.
Moist wipes or gel sanitizers are great for hand washing and cleaning surfaces.
The chill guideline applies to transporting foods to the site as well as storing leftovers.
Take foods from your cooler just before grilling or serving them, and then store the leftovers back in the cooler within 2 hours of serving with plenty of ice or freezer gels.
Always cook foods to safe internal temperatures using a food thermometer.
A food thermometer is the only way to be sure the food is at the safe temperature to kill any bacteria. Ground beef should be cooked to 160 degrees Fahrenheit and chicken to 165. Bring hot foods, such as casseroles, in insulated containers and keep them hot.
And separate. Don't cross-contaminate.
Be sure to bring plenty of paper plates so you can use one for the raw meats, another for the finished burgers, and one for raw vegetables, and so on. Don't let raw meat juices contaminate other foods.
For more food safety tips, visit askkaren.gov or call the USDA's Meat and Poultry Hotline at 1-888-MP-HOTLINE. For the U.S. Department of Agriculture, I'm Pat O'Leary.
Thanks, Pat. That's Pat O'Leary with the United States Department of Agriculture. And for the next 3 or 4 weeks, we're going to be bringing you some other safety tips. I know it's all common sense that you've heard a million times, but it's always great to get a refresher. So we'll be continuing that series over the course of the next 3 or 4 weeks. When we come back, we're going to be talking to the co-founder and president of the National Tailgating Association, Josh Missif. Hang with us. We'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this. But first, you know, Tailgate Nation, last football season, DraftKings.com crowned more millionaires than any other one-week fantasy sports site anywhere. And this season, the prizes are even bigger. You can start the season by winning $2 million in week one. It's the biggest fantasy football contest ever. $10 million in prizes are up for grabs, including $2 million for first place and $1 million for second. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. It's fantasy football on demand. Play where you want, when you want, with the players you want. You've never experienced football like this. Just pick your players, pile up the points, and pick up your cash. That's it. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. You know, there's only a few preseason games left to go before the regular season kicks off, so hurry to DraftKings.com right now and use promo code DRAFT15 to play free for a shot at the $2 million top prize in the Week 1 Millionaire Maker. Enter Draft15 for free entry now at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com, DraftKings.com.
International Podcast Day is September 30th, and you can help spread the word. International Podcast Day is dedicated to promoting podcasting worldwide. You may be asking, what can I do to get involved? It's pretty simple. First, head over to internationalpodcastday.com and check the suggestions. Second, use hashtag Podcast Day to join in the conversation. Remember September 30th. Now, let's start the conversation.
And welcome back to Tailgate Radio, everybody. The Grill Sergeant, John Largent, thank you so much for downloading this week's episode. You know, we got so much going on in the world of sports and food and tailgating. National Tailgating Month is coming up just a couple of weeks away in September. So if you have if you've never tailgated before, September is the month to do it, and there's so many reasons why. Football season is kicking off right in the middle of the NASCAR season, baseball season, soccer is in full swing. So there are so many opportunities for you and your family, you and your office party, you and your old college classmates to get back together and do some tailgating. And so National Tailgating Month in the month of September is a great time to start. And speaking of national tailgating, we've got a very special guest this week. He is the president and co-founder of the National Tailgating Association. His name's Josh Missive. Josh, welcome into Tailgate Radio.
Thank you very much, John. Glad to be on with you this week.
So, Josh, tell us about the National Tailgating Association.
Well, the National Tailgating Association is here to bring together the industry as a whole and bridge the gap between tailgaters that like to go out and be in the parking lots and the manufacturers of products that are tailgate-related that make all these wonderful items that we tailgate with.
You know, I was looking at my Twitter, and you can check out our Twitter. This is a cheap plug for a Tailgate Radio on Twitter. But Darren Rovell, he is a business sports writer for ESPN, and he was talking about how the next big business in sports is the world of tailgating. That was just this morning. Tell us what that means as far as you talked about bringing the industry together. Tell me about the tailgating industry.
Well, the tailgating industry, football alone encompasses for roughly, you know, $40 to $50 billion annually in gross revenue. That's a staggering number. And when you think about it, that number represents many, many different verticals, whether it be gear that you wear to the game or games that you play at your tailgate, the food, the utensils, the tents. I mean, because the list goes on. And to have an industry out there that represents such a large revenue stream, $40 to $50 billion, and again, that's just casually speaking on the football itself level, you know, the industry itself really needs a vehicle to support it and to bring all these great minds together to further the industry. And like Darren said, you know, there really is the fastest growing, we'll call it a sport of tailgating, if you will.
With all the different things that encompasses tailgating, whether it's food or wearing your favorite jersey or getting that brand new grill out to the stadium or the parking lot, you guys are supporting all the different businesses and the consumers, the people that actually buy this, in one association.
That is absolutely correct, John. Yeah, we're looking to bring everybody together for a like-minded cause. As you know, there are a lot of different events out there in the space where, you know, tailgating is a part of the a larger event that is not tailgate-related. So we're looking to sort of bring that back in our own house, if you will, and further the cause together and grow the business. If you guys hover around the Hibachi Grill, or if you have a larger group of folks that getting together, and they're real, we'll call prosumers, which are the guys that go out there, they like to have the new gear, they like to have the top-of-the-line gear, and they make a big spectacle of their tailgate. It's supporting those folks and being able to find the new and improved and latest and greatest products out there that maybe, you know, aren't out in the large consumer marketplace yet, and it makes them easier to find, and thus we're also helping those companies get a foothold in the industry where sometimes it's harder to break into those big retail chains and getting their products seen and out there in a live tailgating environment. And like I said, bridging the gap and bringing both of those groups together.
I can see where this is a win-win for everybody. You've got manufacturers, maybe smaller companies that are just, as you said, just starting, and they can't get into the Dick's Sporting Goods or the academies or things like that, but they still have a viable, fun, relatable product that you want to help promote. And you've also got this consumer base that likes to have the latest and greatest. And so you know, it's kind of like the old Reese's peanut butter commercial. You put your chocolate in my peanut butter, you put my peanut butter in my chocolate, you bring them together, and you've got a great end result. Is that dumbing it down too much, but does that make sense?
Well, I'm a sucker for Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, so that's a great analogy for sure.
Tell me, as a member of the National Tailgating Association, what that looks like.
So right now we have a few membership options out there as being a member of the association, whether you're a, we'll call it, tailgater, or whether you're a manufacturer. On the tailgater side, rather, we will have three membership options, one of which is free, and it's free. No money to join. And then there are two paid options which will be available that will have different bells and whistles and deliverables, if you will, to the membership packages, depending on which level you choose. And then from a manufacturer standpoint, we're going with a model of company size. So it's not based on, a lot of associations out there are based upon revenue and revenue generated. We elected to go with a company size, again, going back to the, you know, those small startup companies that maybe have one to two folks out there that have this great product that they're trying to bring to the marketplace. So we're making it more affordable and more reasonable for small companies like those to join.
So you really have some great options for anybody that's interested in the tailgating space, from small mom and pops to some of the larger manufacturers. And the winner at the end of the day is all of the fans that are spending their time, efforts, money, supporting their teams, spending that money out in the parking lot with the coolest and latest and greatest products that are out there.
Absolutely.
So as far as your social media reach, how can people find out what's going on with the association at any given time?
Well, our Twitter and Instagram accounts are at @NTA_tailgate. And our Facebook page is facebook.com/NTA tailgate, all one word. That's where you can go for the latest and greatest in all three of our main social media platforms. We'll be doing some periscoping eventually as well, which is linked to our Twitter account. But for right now, those are the three mediums where you can find us for all the latest and greatest updates.
I love your website address.
Thank you. Yeah, it's definitely one of those unique new web domains that are available. It's www.tailgating.rocks.
I would like to reach out to the Tailgate Nation right now and have you guys go take a look, join the club, and reap some of the rewards that these guys are going to be bringing, because it sounds like this is going to be absolutely phenomenal. And what better place? I mean, in the world and society we live in, where we tie in people with like ideas and like hobbies and things like that, having one place where all of the manufacturers and all of the people that consume those products can be aggregated in one place is just unbelievable. I really do salute you guys, and I look forward to being a part of it and to helping support its growth. Josh, any last words for the Tailgate Nation before I let you go?
Oh, just like I said, we're looking forward to getting everybody together in one space, if you will, and really growing the industry together and working with great partners such as yourself and Tailgate Radio, and getting out there and having a good time in the parking lots, because really at the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
I don't need to tell anybody that football season is right around the corner. And when I say right around the corner, I mean right around the corner. There are high school football teams kicking off tonight, and the NCAA college football season starts a week from today, and the NFL kicks off in only 2 weeks. So I'm not going to insult your intelligence and ask you if you're ready for some football. I know the answer to that. But let me ask you a question. Do you have all the gear you need for your parking lot experience? I'm talking about the tailgate party. I know as you pull things out of your garage and clean things up, how's that pop-up tent working? Maybe you need some new chairs, new coolers. Maybe you don't have a customized cornhole game that represents your college, your university, your NFL team, or maybe even your alumni association or tailgate club. There's one place you need to do that. You don't need to go anywhere else. There's one stop, one place. It's the good friends over at the Tailgate Superstore at tailgategiant.com. Tailgategiant.com has over 30,000 tailgating-specific products just waiting for you. You can shop by product, by team, by brand. You can have them create customized products for you. And don't forget to check out their blog on their website. It's really cool. And for Tailgate Radio listeners, if you go to tailgategiant.com right now and place your next order and use the promo code TGRadio, that's TGRadio, you're going to get 10% off your next order. So head over to Tailgate Giant right now. Load up on all your tailgating products. Use the promo code TGRadio to get 10% off and tell everybody at tailgategiant.com that Tailgate Radio said hello. That's tailgategiant.com, the tailgate superstore. Tailgategiant.com. I remember as a kid, we used to rip up a sheet of paper in our notebooks, and we would fold that thing to where it looked like a triangle, and we would stick our fingers out, and we would kick the football through our fingers, and we would, you know, we'd have a pen and paper, and we would keep score that way, and there were other rules that we made up as you go along. You guys...
Right.
Have taken what I think is that basic concept, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you have taken this to an unbelievably entertaining level. Tell us more about Football 21.
I'm really excited about it, John, and you know I hope everybody out there listens. You know, either you know if you don't get one for yourself, everybody chip in and buy one. You know, because everybody can enjoy it, not just for one person, but a group of friends. The one thing, I guess I have a little bit of OCD in terms of this game. And the reason is I wanted to bring something for the football fans. And a couple years ago at a Super Bowl party, I sat around. And, you know, I go to the tailgates and do all that thing early in the morning. And I see the beanbag toss and all these great games. And they're great games. But I always said to myself, why isn't there a football game for football fans? Football is not just America's favorite sport. It's America's passion. You know, it's 12 months a year people talk football now. It's what baseball used to be. Baseball used to be the forefront years ago. Now football is. It's a 12-month-a-year excitement with the offseason, the draft. But anyway, with Football 21, I wanted to create something for the fans. And going back a couple years ago, I was sitting at a Super Bowl party, and I saw all these games, darts, pool, pong. And then I said, why isn't there a football game? You're sitting around for 4 hours, you're eating, you're watching commercials, which is great, but you want to do something that's football related because you're in the mood. And then I looked over and I saw a tablecloth that had yard lines on it for the Super Bowl. And I said, wow, you know, that's interesting. A tablecloth with yard lines. Maybe I can make a game out of this. Why can't they make a game out of this? I started to put stars all over the tablecloth. And then I said, maybe if we throw something on the tablecloth, and that's how we move down the field. So then I started throwing coin chips or poker chips. I call them coin chips. But I started throwing them onto the tablecloth, and that's how you progress down the field. 2 years later, we got a patent, and I tried to cover everything in this game that's in real football, from fumbles, from pass interference, from unsportsmanlike conduct, to holding, long passes, short passes, onside kick, two-point conversion, anything you want to do. I wanted to give you everything as an option. You don't have to get crazy with it. You can keep it simple. But I wanted to give it everything for the crazy fan out there that wants everything. But then you can scale it back and play it the way you want. Change the rules. It's your game. But I wanted to bring something fun for the football fan, a game, whether it's at home, tailgating, barbecues, when you want to get together and you're in that football mood, And there's nothing like throwing these chips. There's something about throwing these chips on that table. I really probably drove the graphic artist crazy because I wanted everything to be like a real football field. I wanted the cones to be exactly on the 1 inch on the goal line. They made them big, small. I want them perfectly. I wanted everything to be perfect. I wanted the goalpost in the front. As an option, you can get the net in the back to catch the kicks. I wanted the logos. Whatever logos I want to add on to there, I put them specifically on the 50-yard line, or if somebody wants to make their own logos, I can do that too. I want to customize it. If somebody has a man cave or they have a name of their town they want to put on there, I can do all that. So I want to make this almost like your miniature-type stadium, and I try to keep it as real as possible, and that's what we've tried. Even with the goalposts, we've tried to do them to scale to a real goalpost, you know, according to the size of the field.
So how can we, how can the fans get their very own Football 21 setup?
Check out our website. It's my, even though it's Football 21, it's myfootball2121.com. And just go through the pages. I myself and my two partners, this isn't our only job. So we're not in it, to pay the mortgage, to pay the bills. This is something that we truly love. We have a passion for this game. And I think because of that, it comes out with the way we created this game. And you'll see when you go onto the website, if you do get a table, not only will you get the directions in there, which I put on a nice foam board. There's like 5 pages of directions on a nice foam board. So if you have the nice game room or man cave, or you just want to frame them, they're nice to post up. I don't just give you a booklet and you have to thumb through the directions on what's a kick, what's a pass. No, everything's on there on these nice foam boards, so you can actually display them wherever you put the game.
Anything you want to tell the Tailgate Nation before we part ways this week?
Well, thank you, John, for having Football 21 on. We really appreciate it to get the word out. It's all about getting the word out on Football 21. But I want to tell everybody, the table is $199. And just keep in mind, if it was just a regular table, tailgate table, it would probably be $150. So for $199, we're going to get you the game. My email's on there. We're here to help you and assist you any way we can once you get the table. If you don't understand anything from the video or directions, hey, you can email me. I'll call you. I'll get back to you. And we'll be sure to, walk you, along with the game. Because eventually, I want this to become something second nature where the guy down the street has one at the game, and it's like it flows. And that's what you'll notice with this game. After you play a couple of series of playing the game of, with the punts and the kicks and the passing, it flows. You'll notice people don't even talk too much anymore. The game just flows. And that's what I want to do. I want to get this to the point where everybody loves the game, and, it flows, and it's something that they enjoy.
The drivers, the cars, the sounds from the track.
Hold on to the wheel with both hands, man.
It's Track Smack with Dawn Murphy. She ain't speeding, she's qualifying.
That's Track Smack with Dawn Murphy, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, the TuneIn app for your smartphone, and over at TrackSmackRadio.com. Welcome back to Tailgate Radio. The Grill Sergeant John Largent, thank you so much for joining us this week. I want to talk to you right now about this cool contest we have coming up. It's going to be starting in just a couple of weeks. It's the Kielbasa Brand Sausage Tailgate Club of the Week. And we've been getting some great photos, videos. We've had some letters that people have sent in. And it's just growing and growing. We're continuing to get some great entrance into the Tailgate Club of the Week contest brought to you by Kielbasa Brand Sausage. Lots of companies say they're the best at what they do, but with Kielbasa Brand Sausage, you can taste why they really are the best. It starts with 3 generations of Kielbasa family members staying true to the authentic process of real meat, fresh spices, and hardwood smoke perfected by their grandfather 66 years ago. The plant still operates today right where Rufus and Juanita Kielbasa put it back in 1949. Kielbasa Brand Sausage is made in small batches, only 150 pounds at a time, and it's slow crafted for flavor and texture. You can call it a mouth-watering source of gluten-free protein, or you can be like Mike and just call it delicious. I'm talking about Mike Kielbasa. He runs the company his grandfather started, and he believes in the quality of every link made at the Brazos Street plant that gets shipped across the country. I met Mike, and when he says it's the best sausage you'll ever eat or your money back, he means it. Heck, his telephone number is on every package sold in case you want to call him out on it. Mike is confident his money-back guarantee will make you say yes. Yes to his granddad's authentic, slow-crafted process. Yes to legendary taste. And for your next family gathering, tailgate party, or community event, say yes to the best. Say yes to Kielbasa. And I tell you, we couldn't be more proud and honored to have them as our sponsor for the Tailgate Club of the Week. So keep those photos, videos, recipes, whatever it is you're going to send in to us coming, because in 2 weeks we're going to announce our very first winner of the Tailgate Club of the Week, brought to you by Kielbasa Brand Sausage. You do not want to miss out on this opportunity, and we are so excited about this great contest that we're going to have throughout the fall, throughout football season. So even if you don't get it in now, get it in sometime. And I know that after we talk to some of the winners and they give their testimonial about how delicious that slow-crafted Kielbasa Brand Sausage tastes, you and your tailgate club or alumni association are going to want to get involved. That's the Kielbasa Brand Sausage Tailgate Club of the Week. Folks, I want to thank my very special guest, Josh Missif, the co-founder and president of the National Tailgating Association. I also want to thank Chris Rosa from Football 21 for coming in and telling us about that great game over at myfootball21.com. For everybody here, I want to thank you again so much for your support. And don't forget one more time about the Kielbasa Brand Sausage Tailgate Club of the Week. I want to thank our sponsors this week, tailgategiant.com, DraftKings, and our good folks over at Kielbasa. For everybody here, as we always say, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Catch you on down the road.